first of all, did you feel the earthquake at all?
I did. My home in Fregene is like 15 minutes outside of Rome. So we felt it. We felt it. We did not feel it as abruptly as my son Joe, Alioto Veronese, who was at our little chapel in Umbria, which is, of course, right on the line, right next to Assisi. He had his whole suitcase fall off the shelf, and the place really shook. So it was definitely a San Francisco 6.4, if you know what I mean. And much scarier, actually, because in Umbria, so much is made out of rock.
How did it compare to feeling the 89 Loma Prieta quake?
Well, for me, in Fregene, which is the place near Rome, it was nowhere near the feeling of the 89 Loma Prieta. Loma Prieta, I felt under my feet for the full-on 15 seconds, and we'll never forget it, ever forget it. And I watched the marina literally burn from my bedroom window. So there's no comparison for me. However, 45 minutes east of my home in Fregene is Abruzzo, which is where it hit hard. And all over the news here, you see the on-the-spot photos of just devastation to some of those small villages. And the death rate has gone from 70 to over 160 in the last hour and a half. So they're just devastated there, and it's not that far away. But I did not feel that.
Now, where you're located, Angela, did anything fall off the shelves, or was there any noticeable damage in what you've been able to see?
It was literally just books off the shelves where I was located last night. I have now driven to my little place here in Umbria, and we're all kind of waiting to see if there are any aftershocks, because these earthquakes here have famous aftershocks. It was the aftershock that devastated the Basilica in Assisi, which is 5 miles away from where I am, in 1997, and the vaults of the church literally fell through and killed three people. Two of them were friars. So it's the aftershock everybody's very anxious about. Because, again, everything here in Umbria is made out of rocks. All the homes are made out of rock buildings. And we're on the fault. The line goes right up the middle of Italy.
Now, given your experience here in the Bay Area with retrofitting buildings and replacing buildings, I mean, in Italy you have a lot of very historic buildings. Have they done anything over there like we've done here to retrofit and think ahead for the next earthquake?
Well, you know, they did. Specifically, I can give you a lot of information about Assisi, because we, San Francisco, not only donated so much money that we built a couple of the big Roman doors entering the city, but we sent eight of our experts. We have seismic experts in San Francisco, the likes of which are nowhere else in the world. And the town of Assisi asked for help, and we sent our experts from the city and county of San Francisco to Assisi to give them guidance in their retrofitting and seismic work, which was expansive. The town of Assisi just finished its retrofitting last year, and the earthquake was in 97, so that was 11 years of retrofitting a town. But San Francisco experts were here on and off for months at a time, giving their advice and engineering.
Well, it's obvious here in the Bay Area we live with the threat of earthquakes every day. Do people in Italy take a lot of the same steps that we do? Do the kids practice getting underneath desks? Do they talk about it the way we do here?
You know, they don't to the degree that we do. I think that the frequency of our earthquakes is so much more that we are very, very on to it, very, very prepared, at least as prepared as we possibly can be. Here, they happen infrequently, but when they happen, they're large. There was the famous one in Friuli, where Governor Mario Cuomo flew over with a delegation to help that region up north near Venice. And then, of course, there was the famous one in Assisi in 1997. And now there is this one. So they're about 10 or 12 years apart. They're not, I mean, San Francisco has earthquakes all the time. We don't feel them all the time, But recently, we had one in the middle of a deposition I was taking a week and a half ago, and it was over 4.0, and my whole little law firm on 700 Montgomery shook. But we are used to 3.2s, 3.7s, 4.1s. I don't think the Italians are, and I don't think as prepared. The mayor of Assisi has had a literal campaign to, in fact, be prepared and do all of the schools and all of the hospitals and all of the emergency centers and housing ready for it any time the next time it should arrive. I don't know if other cities have done that because they're just not used to it the way we are.
Now, Angela, what are people where you are right now, what are they doing for the people in the hardest hit regions? Are they putting together aid? Are they sending firefighters, police officers, people like that?
Oh, the rescue and aid and volunteer help is massive. Just on the little expressway below me here in Umbria is filled with ambulances, paramedics, firefighters. They're all going to the region earlier this morning when I from Rome, and it's quite apparent that it's massive. Of course, from all the news that I'm watching, people are coming from all over the world, literally. I wouldn't be surprised if the city is sending somebody, but of course, I haven't spoken to the mayor.
Now, speaking along those lines, back here in the Bay Area, what can folks here at home do to help the people in
Georgia,
Italy?
Angela,
what can people back here in San Francisco and in California do to help back in Italy? What do they need the most right now?
Well, you know, again, I think it's the same as in 97 for Assisi. It's expertise. It's expertise. It's educational tools that we have in our hospitals specifically. Italy has a lot of homes for the elderly, a lot of them. And the tools that we have for preparedness and teaching people what to do during the time is something that I think San Franciscans excel in.